Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
We're all told as children that when we grow up, we need to go to college and get a good job. But all it seems that college did was just prepare us to get a good job, to be caught up in life's rat race, the hustle and bustle of hustling another dollar for profit, in which another profits, and by next payday, purses and wallets are filled with lint. And dream catchers become dream passers, allowing dreams to pass through clenched hands filled with sand, blowing along the winds of time for another's hands to grasp. See, because we are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. We are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. Because we have been led to believe that dreams provide empty stomach, shattered hearts, and broken promises on misses, on opportunity for good job stability. Taught that fulfilling your dream comes on a wing and a prayer, but dare not become a lazy worker. Life becomes consumed by 10-hour work days, paid not your worth and wage, trapped in cubicle box like cage, trying to fit the standards of corporate America. And when you're all used up, they get rid of you, only to be faced with the dream you left on the shelf, not listening to self on how to make it work, but being influenced by other people's words, penetrating your psyche, believing that they're your own thoughts of all life is about is just going to work. Work without a purpose is superfluous. You not fulfilling your dreams is cursing the ancestors, because their life lives on through you. And your dream is a piece of the puzzle to be construed, not concealed, but to be shared with all so that truth may be revealed. So get up off your butt and chase your dream. Get up off your butt and catch your dream. The illusion of life is not what it seems, and success comes with the attempt of your dream. So dream. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Hello and welcome. This is the Media Mix Live, Marketing Madness, here on Master Griot Radio, a division of the National Black Business Trade Association Internet Radio Live. I am Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. Thank you for being here and blessing me with your ear. Today, we're talking about mobile marketing. It's the rave, it's the new thing, and if you're not into it, you better get on a boat. Mobile phones. Everybody, even children, have mobile phones. La-di-da-di, and everybody has a mobile phone. They carry it with them, literally on their person. It's easily accessible. It's opt-in advertising. They can select and choose what they allow to come to them. And a mobile phone is just like a walking computer these days. So marketing to people on a mobile phone dictates a high response rate. So you need to get into it. And so today we're here to talk about what is mobile marketing, to talk about the technology and how you can maximize it to promote your business, your cause, your purpose, your event. Just mobile marketing is a great marketing tool that should be part of your marketing mix. Our special guest today is Jennifer Long, and she is a digital marketing specialist with Mobile Storm Incorporated. Now, we are here on the East Coast, and Jennifer is on the West Coast, and she's just getting in, so we are waiting for her to call in. In the meantime, there was released today Mobile Storm's newsletter, and it's outside the inbox. You down with PPC? Yeah, you know me. And what's PPC? That's pay-per-click. So some great information inside Mobile Storm's newsletter. And you can learn more about Mobile Storm by visiting mobilestorm.com. So, and this is a conversation with Shanelli Ramratatan. And she's writing about PPC ad copy, that's pay-per-click. And the one thing that they talk, she discusses the importance of such ads, as well as the do's and don'ts when trying to create the most effective ad copy possible. So she states, when asked, can you give a brief overview of why PPC ads are important in a multi-channel campaign, and thus why it's worth the time and effort to write good PPC ad copy. Again, PPC is pay-per-click. PPC advertising, once popularized for its direct response potential, has been a space where marketers or media strategists could enjoy unheralded control over their positions, spending, and ultimately results. If traditional advertising is like being on a train, PPC is like driving your own car. The current state of paid search reveals a complex web of possibilities for any marketer. Using what seems like a basic formula, A plus B equals C minus PPC, serves as the foundation for a system that factors in the competition, horizontal and vertical markets, industry category, and website content, as well as a variety of other factors. PPC is no longer solely direct response. It also serves branding efforts. The broad reach and attention paid to search engines and the degree of credibility search engines carry create the perfect environment for an effective advertising channel. Good ad copy serves as the entryway to your brand, whether a product or service. If the storefront doesn't look alluring, prospects won't want to go further to learn more. They will stop short at their first impression. If you have a clearly defined goal and have defined who you plan on reaching before going into writing ad copy, your results will be much better. Herman cut copy here with a click to continue. Link to the site where the entire article is. So, you know, you can further on with that. But that's the quick overview about PPC. And again, you can go to mobilestorm.com to sign up for their newsletter. Now, another real interesting thing that they had here, which is really important, and this is about measured response with your advertising. When you advertise, many times you want to put in different things that help measure your response. If you want to know, especially when you're trying something new or a new venue, you want to see if it works. Where is the audience at? If you have reached or touched the audience. So you may put in some type of jargon or system that measures the response. And that's simply a coupon. If you say that you were referred by, say, so-and-so radio station, you'll get something special, something free, something extra, just something to measure the response from that venue in which you did your advertising. So when people return with that coupon or they say that word, you know where they heard it, and then you can see how many people responded, and it's a more way you can really measure your response. So now they say, in court the thrifty with digital coupons. Experts agree that an economic recession is impending, and coupons will be increasingly more important in getting consumers to keep spending. The target marketing company, ICOM, says that 67% of U.S. shoppers surveyed will be much or somewhat more likely to use coupons because of the recession. What's more, 58% said their coupon usage would increase if they could get those coupons digitally rather than paper form. Online email and mobile coupons could become more important than ever for brands courting a newly thrifty consumer base. Now, also realize, too, you almost always still need to recognize who your target audience is. And again, in our last report about advertising and the African-American community, that a lot of the African-American community is not online. So you always want to keep your mix in. So if you are doing any print advertising, make sure you include a coupon. Make that print advertising work. Don't just advertise. Put in some type of response mechanism. And so definitely put the coupons in. It's a big thing. People are looking to save money. Make sure that you have a good offer. You know, don't offer 10% off of a $5 item. You know, why would somebody rush to save 50 cents? I mean, it is a 50 cent savings, but it's probably not going to be as alluring. Increase the discount. If you need to increase the price, increase the discount, then that's what you do. But you have to make people want to come. You have to make them feel like they're getting this is a fabulous deal that only I can get here, so I need to take advantage of it now while I can save this amount of money. So you really want to look at that in this recession time, looking at saving people money. Now we're going to go here. We're going to have a commercial break. And then we're going to come back with some comments by Jason Steith, who's Vice President of Strategic Accounts for MobileStorm. Don't be a batch and blast marketer. So we'll be back with Jason's comment.
Dion, I have imparted in you a witty, much needed gift, an invention. And you shall go forth, and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I ask them, There's a subtle beauty in the strength. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down.
Everybody who's headed for Cali, cause the Black Business Space Value Tour is headed to Los Angeles, California for the 4th annual LA Black Book Expo at Exposition Park, Saturday, June 14, 2008. But before we get to Cali, the New York Black Expo has been rescheduled. But ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. So in the BBS family fashion, the BBS Value Tour will do New York at BBS member Dion Lieutenant, creator of the Lockdown, national product launch and rock the Lockdown fashion show on May 10, 2008 at the National Black Theater in Harlem, New York. Now, what does this mean for you? You get an even better bang for your marketing buck. Two cities for the price of one, as if the deal wasn't already a steal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our next stops are Chicago, Philadelphia, and back to L.A. for even larger venues, so the investment will increase. Get in while the getting's good. Join BBS's ITV Girl and others in maximizing this relationship while creating vertical paradigms. Request your ad and sponsor package.
Excuse me, hello?
By joining the online experience at www.bbsvaluetour.com, calling 1-888-846-9811 or email info@bbsvaluetour.com. Come on aboard and join in. The BBS Value Tour is bringing the value of community, UNITY, to a city near you, because what else is Black love like?
What is black love? What is black love? Love, love. What is black love? What is black love like?
All right, we're back, and I am getting Mobile Storm on the other line. So for the meantime, I'm just going to listen to this selection while you're doing some work and you're surfing, and Mobile Storm is coming on. We're going to listen to That's Cool, which is from Rich Tucker's Guitar Groove. So just groove with us for a moment while we get the Mobile Storm on the line.
Four.
Okay, we're back here, So, I'm still waiting to get Mobile Storm on the line, and they may come in while we're speaking. But we're going to go ahead and cover Jason's comment. That's Jason Stith, S-T-I-T-H. Now, try not to be a batch and blast marketer. There is a common misconception that it's better to have quantity over quality when it comes to your email database. I'm not saying that having a large database is a bad thing, but personally, I take a small database of loyal customers who think my marketing campaigns are relevant over a large database comprised mostly of people who don't open my emails and aren't even in my target market. Wouldn't you? If you said no, then you fit the spammer profile, and I'll notify the authorities. When sending content to large lists, especially when sending content that may not be relevant to the recipients, you run the risk of generating a high number of complaints. You should even take things a step further and target within your small, loyal customer base, and send content specific to that target group. Do that, and you are one step closer to your email marketing nirvana. That's Jason Stith. And that's a really extremely important point about targeting your content. There are times when people just send you everything that's not relevant, and what happens is...
Hello?
Yes, this is Mobile Storm on the line. We're here on Master Grill Radio. Yes, were you able to find someone to join us today? Sir?
Yes?
Yeah, were you able to find someone?
We're trying to get a hold of, Jennifer. We couldn't get her either, but...
Okay, well, if you can get a hold of someone, that's great. I'll give you the call-in number. In the meantime, we'll just continue on talking about mobile marketing.
Okay, thanks.
And you want to take the number down?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 646-716-7994.
Yeah.
And that's for any of our callers. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7994.
Got it.
We hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're back here on Master Grill Radio. We're hoping Jen is okay because it's not like her not to be in and for no one to be able to reach her. But right now, while we're just, speaking good things for Jennifer, we're going to move on with mobile marketing. Now, mobile marketing, basically, like we said, is marketing through use of cell phones. And I don't know how many of you've noticed or really are out there, but most email marketing campaign companies now include SMS text messaging. Now, that is just about a system and a method through which they send out email blasts through text phones. It's called SMS messaging. Now, the one thing, and then this is what I was hoping Jennifer would be able to help us with, I am finding in my research various levels of doing mobile marketing and various pay levels. And when I find a huge difference in payout levels in any industry or in any service or product, I have to wonder why the huge discrepancy. Now, one could price over another, but competitive pricing generally is within a range. When you find somebody super cheap and someone super high, then you need to question that. Either somebody's totally overpriced and not making the market, and I do know Mobile Stand is strong in the market, and they have a high usage base. So now we need to understand what is the difference in pricing levels and what are the differences in services offered. So that is what I was hoping Mobile Storm would be able to help us out with, but that's the job for us to figure out. So we'll talk about it here. We'll go through it, and hopefully you guys will call in. The number is one. Just call me back, period, personally, at 1-888-846-9811. Or if you know the answer while we're speaking here today, just call in. Again, the call-in number to the show is 646-716-7994. If it's after the show and you're listening to this on archive, then just call 1-888-846-9811. And what we're looking for is good feedback on mobile marketing. Now, I'm going to give you some companies to check out that offers text messaging at a really good price. Now, the one thing that I do like about Mobile Storm, while they are the pricier ones, you get full service. You know, they provide for you marketing support. Like, it's fine. I can buy a service from someone, but I love to be able to call someone, talk about, look, this is what I'm trying to do. I don't know your industry inside out, so this is what I want to do. This is my goal. This is my project. And for them to turn around and present me a proposal based off of what it is that I'm doing, you know, content-specific proposal. And Jennifer has really done that for me. She's given me a wonderful entire strategy that we'll be implementing by September. And it goes, you know, hand in hand with what I'm doing, but I was able to tell her what I was doing, what my goals were. She gave me clarity, on the process, clarity on the system, and really gave me some campaign strategies. And to me, that alone is really important because I'm doing heavy marketing. I have heavy campaigns. I have partners. I'm bringing in people and sponsorships and different companies and all, and I need professionals I can go to. So I may pay a little bit more, but it's like having that extension and being able to offer full-service delivery as far as my marketing. But there are times, depending on your budget and where you are, there are different helps. Now, if you just want to send out some text messages, and always remember, please, people, remember, text messages need to be short to the point. And to that end, that is where you have to be really picky at what you say. And it may seem like something simple, but you only have a few words to make the sale. And it's the same thing with the PPC ads. You only have a few words. You don't have a whole lot of words to get people to click through. So you just have a few words to move them to action. So you want to be strategic about what you say, what you're going to use, and how you're going to use that. You can't send, or you shouldn't be sending people text messages every day. Not the same people. You may be sending text messages every day, but they shouldn't be going to the same people because many people have to pay for their text messages. So you have to be aware of that. So there could be an associated cost. Now, if there's not a cost, if you don't want the cost to be on them and you want to absorb the cost, Mobile Storm does offer that option. So there are different forms of text messaging, free ringtones. Those services offer text messaging or ringtone services. They generally offer you the option to then send text messages to your fans. So I have a new CD coming out. Check me out on the radio. I'll be on this radio on this day and time. And again, target it. Target it to that region. Don't send it all over the world if it's not internet radio and it's local radio and only people in a certain region can hear it. So target that message to that so that you're not sending people text messages that they may have to pay for that's not even relevant. They will really get upset. So here are some companies, and you can write them down. There's one called EZ, that's E, the letter Z, text. Think of easy text messaging. So just do a search. I don't have their web address. But I think they charge like 2 cents a message that you send. And you can send them whenever you choose. There's no monthly fees and all. Like if you're going to do a campaign and I want to send out a message to so many people, Zoom, you can just send it out with easy text messaging. Another thing you want to look at is I'm going to give you this, and it's going to give you a few resources. But you go here to get the information for FanBridge. Go to www.graphicmail.com/MGP411. Now, that is our January newsletter, and that's www.graphicmail.com/MGP411. Now, you go there, and if you look in the right-hand column, go down, you'll see a list of resources. One of them is FanBridge, List Service Manager. What's really great about FanBridge, it's a simple form, and it has several different formats for you to capture leads and to capture people emails. So you should have one on the first page of whatever you're doing, especially artists and entertainers, people looking to build a fan base. And you can put your form up, and as it captures the leads, and you can input, of course, information into the database, but you can send out emails as well as text messages for a flat fee per month. So you for monthly fee of they start at $5, $5, $10, $17, and then you can inquire about business rates. But if you do that, it's a flat fee. There's not a separate cost for the SMS text messages. GraphicMail.com. GraphicMail also offers the same thing. They offer and just let them know that MGP artists referred. And you've heard about a Master Grill Project or MGP. And they also, they too offer They too offer sending text messages with your emails. Each person is different. You have different needs and desires, so therefore you base all of those things on what company you choose to work with. You know, I really right now don't suggest one over the other, because it would depend on what your goals are, what your purpose, what your list looks like, where, you know, what kind of help and support you have and what resources you already have before I would recommend one over the other. But these are all good possibilities, and these are all good services. So graphic mail for flat rates, you do get to send out emails and text messages, but the number isn't equal. If you get to do 200 emails, then there would be, I think, 5 text messages. So the number of emails don't equal the number of text messages. And they have various levels, you know, monthly fees starting at $9.99. And, but they do have a free trial. So if you go there, sign up with the free trial, let them know that MGP referred you, the Master Griot Project referred you. But they do have a free trial. Now, with graphic mail, their email templates are the bomb. They have beautiful email templates, a great diversity, and they have the, I definitely like them over Constant Contact as far as their email templates. So as far as you being able to look different, have diversity, and more artistic, you know. I work in a creative field, so I prefer more artistic type of work as performance, you know, over corporate. They do have corporate styles, but I also like to incorporate artistic elements. And they have, they're a little bit more artistic, more design forward. So that's for graphic mail. And then again, of course, we have Mobile Storm, mobilestorm.com. Now, Mobile Storm is just much more detailed. So you really do need the help of a consultant. So if you go there and you feel like it's a lot to wade through, just call. And just like Jennifer called me, and now I'm working with Mobile Storm, they do have consultants to work with. And like I stated, they're higher than all of these other options, but you're not on your own. You do have a partner to work with. And that's really important when you're doing full-fledged campaigns. And there are times where you probably just send and you just do, but as I stated, you do need to get to the point that you have, you know, a formal business plan, which includes a formal marketing plan, and you do need to plan your campaigns. Even, you know, within your overall business structure and plan, you need to plan campaigns. If you have a new product coming out to get attention, if you got a new CD, what's my campaign? What's going to be my mythology for getting where I need to go? What type of things am I going to incorporate, and how am I going to incorporate, and when am I going to release this to release that? And how different things support one another, so that I'm putting out multiple impressions of my message and my brand, and people will begin to recognize and hear. And you want to make sure that your audiences are consistent. Like, you may put out information to this audience over here, then go to another audience here, and go to another audience here, so you feel like you've put out information frequently, but they've been all different audiences. So you've only hit each one of the, all these audiences once, and once is not enough. You know, you always want to look at least three. You want to look at your three-point rule. When you're doing radio advertising and you're doing television advertising, you need to do multiple, and three is not enough. You want to do a minimum of 10. And if you can get better than that, you know, the ideal goal for radio is 21-11 for television. That can be very expensive. So what you want to do is do at least 10 for radio and try to surround it with, if you can get anybody on that same station to do interviews, to work to get yourself some interviews done around your advertising all at the same time. So people, they may hear the ad, and, you know, you hear it and it goes because the ad runs and then it's gone. And you might be walking around doing this, or you didn't know it was going to come. You heard a little bit of it, and you can't just say, oh, can you replay that? You don't have that ability. but you do on internet radio. That's what's so good about us. This is Master Griot Radio, www.mastergriotradio.com. And you can play this over and over and over again. But on standard radio, you don't have that option. So what you do want to do is to simply just work to get interviews around that same time on which your ad is running. So people may hear you on a show being interviewed, and then they may hear the ad run on another show, but if they listen to that station within a week's period, they should be able to catch your advertisement a couple, 2 to 3 times, and then they should start to at least remember it. So that is the different type of things you like to do to create your multiple impact. And there's different ways. There are times when you pay for things, and then there are times when you try to get as many things free. But just always a mix. You get free whatever you can get for free, but make sure, because time is money. So it can't take up too much of your time. And secondly, if it's taking up your time, make sure that it's you're really hitting your audience. You may can get, you know, everybody say advertise free here. But, I mean, if it's not worth it, it's not worth it. And, you know, I'm going to give you a clear example. Direct Matches offers free advertising. You can advertise free, and you really can. Post and everything. The problem is Direct Matches is just a bunch of people trying to sell to one another. So all everyone is doing is looking to sell to you, and they're not really open into buying anything because everyone is selling opportunities. They're not even, most people aren't just selling products. Like maybe if you're selling products, you know, you run across somebody who has something you need, but you already have an opportunity, you're trying to get this opportunity, and your only audience are people who are also trying to sell opportunities, and you don't have a target audience. So what happens is you spend time, you post and all, but your results become extremely low unless you can talk other people into the same thing, buying into the Direct Matches and paying a monthly fee because they think they're going to get something. And, you know, some people may because, you know, there are a lot of people doing the Direct Matches. But for me, I haven't found it to be effective solely because that's just not my audience. Now, it probably would be your audience if you were really, you know, you're trying to sell ways to, for them to get to different audiences. Hey, you know, I have a way that you can get to a lot of people, give you a high return, and you can really sell your opportunity. Those kind of things really do work. Those things really do work. So you really want to just make sure, even though it's free, it's your audience, and it's worth the time. You know, put a price on your time. What's the value of your time? What's the dollar value of your hour of an hour of your time? Put a price on it, and you have to determine whether or not it's worth it. Is the savings worth it? Is the return worth it? But there are different times that different things are worth it. So I've given you, like, 5 different resources. We said easy text messaging, where you're not obligated to any monthly fees or anything. You just pay it as you need it per number that you send out, per number of messages you want to send out. So that can be good. Sometimes you may just want to do something, may want to add on. Well, hey, I've sent this out, but I have a few cell phone numbers I want to send something out to. I'm going to send it out. Bam, bang. You get it done. It's out. It's gone. And you have your message off, and you're not, no commitment, no obligations, pay as you go. And then you have FanBridge, which is the wonderful tool for collecting data, for signing people up for your fan club, then you for your street team, people that sign up for this. These are people that say they will promote for you. Identifying who the media is on your list, it really, you know, it's a really wonderful tool, and it's so simple. It's just extremely simple tool. It's wonderful. And then you work as an affiliate, and you can get paid referring other businesses and artists to use the service. Just put up a simple link, and, you know, you can get paid. And it's affiliate marketing. So I think FanBridge, and they start off giving you a free account, so you get to do it free for 1 month, and they don't just give you like 100. A lot of times they say free, but you can only send out 100. And, you know, what's 100 going to do? I know for me to pull out 100 out of a database that's 2,000, I'm like, you know, which 100 do I send it to? That's just more of a headache than I need. So a lot of times I don't even deal with free offers like that. But what you want to do is FanBridge offers a much larger. I think you can get 2,400 when you sign up. So if you go and you click on, you go to graphicmail.com/MGP411, go to the resources. There are different resources there for you to look up, but, you know, also check the FanBridge. You click on there, you sign up, and then they'll give you an option about coupon code. And you can put in MGP Artist, or they may even have one that says More Fans that will give you 2,400 messages in 1 month. So you can send out, as you know, 2,400 messages for that month during your, for free. It's all for free. So, and if you like what you get, how it works for you, you can just pay for a monthly fee and start using FanBridge. And they all, again, they also have the email component. Same thing for Graphic Mail. They send out text messaging, and they have the email component with great reporting. It's another thing, lead tracking, reporting, who opened up, who saw it, what bounced, what didn't bounce. Graphic Mail has great reporting as well. So those are the different things you want to look at. And then, of course, there's more Mobile Storm. And I basically say Mobile Storm is there when you're really, you know, really ready to do this thing. You're doing it on a larger scale. And you don't have to have a larger scale, but I think you need at least 500, a minimum of 500 to 1,000. I think you need to make Mobile Storm pay for it. But again, as it stated, Jason stated in his comments, it's better to have a smaller database with a high return. So even if you only have 500, if you're getting a response rate of 100 to 300 from that 500, it's worth it. Because these people are responding. If they're responding and you're making sales from these people, it's definitely worth the fee. So I would just say when you're really ready to do it and you need that marketing partner who can help you strategize to get the highest return. Because, I mean, so what if I can send people messages cheap? If they don't respond, or if I don't know if they responded, and I can't track that, and I can't leverage that, and I can't convert that, you know, you may send it and the people may respond, but you don't even know they responded. So you really can't leverage that information. So in that sense, you want to leverage your information. You want to, you need to know the responses. Who is it appealing to? You want to know who responded. This helps you to keep targeting your content more. Okay, these are the people who really liked it. These are the people who responded, and you can see what those people have in common. And then you know how to target your information. For those that didn't, maybe they don't consider this to be relevant, and you redirect your content that you send to them. So it's just a lot of different reasons to consider different levels and different programs. So you do what works best for you. We're just here to support you. But, of course, we want to support you in optimal advertising and marketing and sponsorship. You want to make sure that we are doing it, but how can we optimize what we're doing and maximize our existing resources to get the greatest benefit and results? Alrighty, so what I'm going to play for you one more time, because I think we have the answer, which is the BBS Value Tour Sponsorship Package. The packages are dynamite, and our offerings are growing. You know, your bang for your buck is just phenomenal. We have a new online website, and that's bbsvaluetour.ning.com. Just come on over. Please join our community, and you can see how we interact. It's solely about relationship building. We want to build relationships. And you, as an advertiser and as our sponsor, we're going to promote you, and we're going to work that you build relationships with the community. Because this is the Black Business Space Value Tour. We're talking about values and commitments. We've accepted your money. We have a commitment to get results for you. And then we have a commitment to our community about quality businesses that do business in the black community, that put dollars into our community, because that's extremely important and it's necessary for us to survive. You know, we do not want to become a permanent underclass. So we need to create vertical paradigms, and we need businesses to support the community and put money back into our communities, into our, you know, homes. We need to employ people that can put monies into their homes, keep the real estate up, put monies into our schools, into educating our children, into extracurricular activities. They no longer exist. And health issues. We need people will, you know, allow, will use their money to help flow money through our community, especially if they are benefiting from our consumer dollars. We're saying just recycle, because we know when you give, it comes back onto you. Giving is the best way to get. So we're just asking for companies that, you know, believe in it and to supporting, and that believe in empowering communities to, you know, be our sponsors, and we're going to work to develop that relationship so that you understand who our community is and what their needs and wants are, so that you can target your offerings appropriately and you can get a better response, because we are loyal people. But you need to know what we need and what we want and what our goals are. So at bbsvaluetour.com, you come there, and it's all about relationship building. And that's why we started with the online community. So you can go to our sponsors. They have groups. You can go in a group. Find out what's going on with them. Sign up for their email list. Get on the sponsors you like. Get on their list so you can get news and updates. You know, ask them what are their specials, what discounts, what things are coming up soon. You know, what's new on the horizon? Are there any specials, any sales coming up soon? Any discounts, specials, special shows? Just what's new? How can you connect? Do they have things of interest to you? Just ask whatever questions you want. You get to do a more personal relationship with the businesses and sponsors there. So just go develop the relationship. That's www.bbsvaluetour.com. And then we also want to make sure that you are capitalizing as a business owner. Advertise. Our advertisements start at $150. $450, you get to give us 1,000 pieces of material that we will distribute for you at two events, at one event in New York City on May 10th, and then at the L.A. Black Book Expo in Los Angeles, California on June 14th. Also, at the Black Book Expo, you get an ad that runs on our DVD. We have a PowerPoint presentation that we run, showcasing our advertisers. And this will also be run on the site. So after June 14th, this will also be played on the website. And it showcases our advertiser, and it runs throughout the day in a highly visible area. So it's elevated, it's high, that anyone walking by can see it. They stop and look at it. It's a wonderful presentation. And then if that is not enough, you also get, for New York, you get one-third page size ad in their book, in their program book, so that's the Rocks the Lockdown Fashion Show and Product Launch. So you get a third page size ad in their book and a ticket to the event. So you get a presence in New York, and in their advertising, you get a presence in LA, and the advertising there and distribution of any materials you want at both events. You get up to 1,000 pieces. So we make sure that New York is covered, and that you cover L.A. Now, if you want to be specific and you say, well, you know what, I really don't want, you know, I don't want New York, I just really want to focus on L.A., then that's fine. Or if you want to do vice versa, we'll customize it to work for you. Or if you just want to go ahead and just get the impact in both, then you do that. So we're here. And then our sponsorship packages are $500, and our title sponsorship is only $1,500. So get it while you can, get in while the getting's good, and we're going to roll out on our BBSVT commercial. And we want you to know that we wish for you, as always, peace, and love. Give us a call at 1-888-846-9811.
Everybody who's headed for Cali, cause the Black Business Space Value Tour is headed to Los Angeles, California for the 4th annual LA Black Book Expo at Exposition Park, Saturday, June 14, 2008. But before we get to Cali, the New York Black Expo has been rescheduled. But ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. So in the BBS family fashion, the BBS Value Tour will do New York at BBS member Dion Lieutenant, creator of the Lockdown, National Product Launch and Rock the Lockdown Fashion Show on May 10, 2008 at the National Black Theater in Harlem, New York. Now what does this mean for you? You get an even better bang for your marketing buck. Two cities for the price of one, as if the deal wasn't already a steal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our next stops are Chicago, Philadelphia, and back to L.A. for even larger venues, so the investment will increase. Get in while the getting's good. Join BBS's ITV Girl and others in maximizing this relationship while creating vertical paradigms. Request your ad and sponsor package online experience at www.bbsvaluetour.com. Calling 1-888-846-9811 or email info@bbsvaluetour.com. Come on aboard and join in. The BBS Value Tour is bringing the value of community, UNITY, to a city near you, because what else is Black love like?
What is Black love? What is Black love, love? What is Black love? What is Black love like?